Hey guys, I'm Ryan Williams.
And I'm Jake Kern.
And this is 14,605.
And counting.
And we're back.
What's happening, everybody?
We are back again.
So Ryan usually does quite a bit of an intro for the show. However, given the nature of the past couple weeks, I have a
Oh boy.
feeling there's going to be so much excitement that I'm going to get a little spiel out of the way here, and I'm going to let Ryan have his moment because he's pretty
Okay.
excited. You're going to
Oh.
have that moment. Today we are doing the finale, the second half of the season and finale of Ms. Marvel. Not to take anything away from that show because I think it was a fantastic show, but life the way it is, we didn't get a chance to hit those shows individually.
Life, let me tell you.
Life. And this weekend has been absolutely nuts with a lot of things dropping at San Diego Comic-Con. So, not to steal thunder from Ms. Marvel and her excellent show, I think we're going to start with that and save Ms. Marvel for the main event. So, that being said, Ryan, why don't you take it away?
Why don't I take it away?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what, I got something special planned here for you.
Oh boy.
Now, I don't know how this is going to work with the microphone here, but I got some music that I'm going to tee up in my living room that I'm recording here.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how well you can hear it, but just give me about 30 seconds to relish. Okay, hold on one second. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm liking it.
Yeah.
Your neighbors are probably like, what is going
So
on?
what? Fuck you.
Right.
The break good times, come on. Da, 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 da. Da, da, da. Celebrate good times. Come on. All right, I'm done. That was my moment.
Hey, if you need to keep going, you keep going.
Been holding that in for how long we've been doing this? 72 episodes?
72 episodes. This is number 72. Finally. Ladies and gentlemen,
Now I feel like what are you celebrating, Ryan?
if
Like
you've been listening to the show long enough, you should know. You should know. And
the
to be honest, I going into this episode, I was like, I'm gonna have to give him a victory lap here because
victory lap.
victory, right? Because
Right.
even when I signed on, his name today says it all. So you go ahead and I'll tell him what that says. You can tell him what that says. I don't care. Go
Boy,
for
we have bleeping mutants. That's
it.
what my name is on our login for this show. And I know we're talking about Miss Marvel, the second half of the show, but I like to, well, first of all, I would like to apologize. I like to take this time to apologize to Kevin Feige. Okay.
Oh boy.
Okay. You know, Jake, because going into Miss Marvel, we were like, oh, and I was the one leading the charge. I was the one leading the charge. Hey, it takes a man to admit when he's wrong and
Yes.
when he needs to apologize, correct? You
Yes.
know, so, you know, I was leading the charge. Oh, you know, this power change, you know, sucks. And she's not an inhuman. And, you know, that's terrible. Like, why are they not making her an inhuman? And blah, blah, blah. That was what I said. You can run back the tape and I own it.
Yeah.
I own it. Hot take, Jake. I own what I said.
If
All
there's
right.
not if there's one thing we do on this show, We make hot takes and we make predictions. We're not always right. We own our mistakes and we own our wrongs. We celebrate our victories, as you just heard.
Yes.
But we do. We're very honest with how we with where we're at.
And I was like, you know what? This sucks. You know, I don't like it. I don't like the Inhumans change. I don't like the powers change. I run all that back. I take it all back.
Our motto is always trust in Feige.
I take it all back. All right. So, yeah, that's. I know we're going to get into the second half of the show, specifically in Ms. Marvel, but I just want to say thank you, Mr. Feige, and I take everything that I said back. So there you okay. go. There we go.
We got it. We got it.
Yeah.
We have, we're gonna say it now, but we're gonna talk at it more at length. We have confirmed from the music and from the finale of Ms. Marvel that she is, in fact, being considered a mutant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that's all I need. Now I can wait. I can wait, you know, until the rest of the story develops, but I can wait now. Now I have my taste. I have my mutant finally confirmed. Yeah. Finally.
And what's
cool? I was going to flip if you got Howard the Duck before. I was
you know. And
I was going to flip out. I'm sorry.
Honestly, we're going to get to that in conversation because There were quite a few drops, and we've been messaging back and forth pretty much all weekend. I mean, we send messages quite often to each other. Some weeks are a little slower, you know, we're kind of in a bit of a show hole at the moment after Marvel. But and you've been busy with work. I've been busy with work. We've had some busy stuff going on at home.
Yeah.
And when you sent me, you think, hang on, I got it right here. what's today, the 24th? Yeah, yesterday,
yeah,
like 6:39 p.m. There's a rumor the Wakanda Forever trailer comes out tonight. That started everything.
Ooh, yeah,
Comic-Con dropping stuff all day, and that's what we're gonna talk about first, because let me see, did I forget something here? I have been making a list.
It's easy to forget something because there was just so much.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta.
And
I don't even have a list. I gotta go to the Disney or Marvel page to look at it all again.
I have it all written out, dates, everything, and I'm gonna go over it.
Oh wow!
We can talk about it.
You're on top of it. All right.
I was trying my best to be on top of it. So let me see. Let me write one more thing down. Because it's a big thing. That's what she said.
Ooh, sorry,
I can't help myself sometimes. I'm looking for one more thing that you sent me because. Excuse me. That's right. Okay. So I've got everything here, and I want to say one thing. So we got the start of this list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, coming up for us Marvel, and this is not including Star Wars stuff. This is all Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
All the way through, well, November of 2024, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15 things coming out, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them are shows, so 8 movies. Between now and the end of 2024 that are all Marvel.
Come on now.
Eight.
Come on now.
And we have 7 Disney Plus shows coming out between then. We've been seeing a lot of stuff. And we talk about this. All the people. I sent you this message and it was the uppercase, lowercase alternating. You know, if everyone knows that meme or how that runs. When is this going to make sense and connect? Well, Feige's like, hey, Wakanda Forever is the end of phase 4. What? The what? Hold on a second. we haven't even been able to wrap our head around phase four with all the, every, how the way things have kind of been scattered.
Mm-hmm.
They've been kind of scattered. Nothing's really connecting. But end of phase four, guess what? There's probably going to be some serious connections coming out real soon.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest. Now, to say that, let's go through this list real quick.
Okay.
And we're going to make it quick because we need to be quick. Because there's a lot.
Yeah.
So first up, She-Hulk, August.
Yeah, come on.
Boom. Trailer's out. New trailer's out.
Love it. Yes.
Looks good. I've seen a few articles recently about the visual effects people for Disney and Marvel in particular. They're not very happy because they've been kind of, I don't want to say mistreated or I don't know. I got to read into it a little bit more, but it seems like they've been under the gun to get stuff done fast, and it's not a great environment. But
I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not bothered by the CGI things that people have been talking about.
I mean,
like I
not Sonic the Hedgehog. Did you see that? I haven't seen the movie, but did you see all that bad publicity when they showed the Sonic the first time? And like, why is that a human nose? You know, like come on.
Yeah.
It's not like that. I mean,
maybe my eyes just aren't as good as other people's, but I don't see the big deal. But anyway, you know.
and another thing, if you talk about when is this going to connect or start to make sense or whatever? Have you ever read comic books? Do these comic books of characters and such always are they always interwoven? No.
No.
They're not.
You've talked about that before. Yeah.
I mean, you can go through like 5-6 different types of comic books and then they're like, okay, these don't connect at all. And then all of a sudden they bend them to cross paths for some big event.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, now they connect. Yeah.
And we got some big events coming. Let me tell
you. Right. So settle down, people.
Yeah.
As we were just saying, trust in Feige. So
yeah.
She-Hulk looks good.
Yep.
I think it looks good. We get a little Wong action there. Emil Blonsky.
Yep.
Kind of see that Hulk, the Hulk, is kind of living off the grid-ish.
Yeah.
And we get a little tease of Daredevil there at the end, don't we?
We do.
Oh, yes.
We do. Yeah. We got the, what did they call the sticks? Those, what do they call them?
There's a name.
Well, the Daredevil sticks, you know what we're talking about. So yeah, whatever they're
his
called.
Beating sticks. his ass whooping sticks.
His ass whooping sticks, yeah. There you go. So
his blind what sticks.
Yeah. So anywho,
that's August.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty psyched about that. Looks good. Next up, Wakanda Forever, November.
Boom.
And that trailer dropped.
I told you, like, there's the rumor that's coming out.
Man.
I loved that trailer. The music.
Oh, the music.
The music with the vibe of mourning. Because, you know.
Yeah.
It's confirmed in the trailer. All right. T'Challa has died in the MCU.
Yeah.
So they're moving on. And we see Namor, the first our first look at him,
the first mutant as he is known in the comics as well.
Yes,
there you go.
He looks awesome.
Yes,
we see Riri Williams.
It was Iron
Heart. Yep.
Yes, I thought so. That's what I messaged you. I was like, "That's her. That's got to be her with Shuri."
Yep. Because awesome. Yeah, she was iron. She was molding the iron, and it was a heart.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, boom.
That's
we get
what I
her
thought.
In there. We see Shuri. We see M'Baku. He looks like a badass.
The Dora Milaje.
Yep.
All of them.
Okoye. Yeah. We see all the usual suspects, and the end of this trailer. Now we have two. We have two theories going between me and you.
Yes.
We see the claws coming out. and you see
at that point
gold.
The music has changed from somber No Woman No Cry, and it's picked up and it's kind of got that what is his name
Kendrick.
Thank you, Kendrick Lamar. It's got that Kendrick Lamar feel to the song. Like they're picking it up. Okay.
It's going to be all right. Yeah.
Yep.
And when we see the claws come out with the gold trimmed Black Panther suit. Now,
yes.
You believe it might be Fury?
I think it might be Fury.
Believing that somehow with all this multiverse crap going on, that we have a Killmonger version that appears.
So that would be cool.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah.
I feel that the figure was slimmer, more slender. I'm leaning more towards Shuri. However, I'm going to throw another stick in the mix or the another what is it? What do you call that? I'm going to mix it up a little bit more.
I like stick in the mix. Let's go with that.
A little stick in the mix. What if it's Queen Ravonna? Ramona? Angela Bassett?
That could be.
Assuming the mantle because she's the queen now. She said at one point in the trailer, my entire family is gone. So where does that mean Shuri is?
It could be a wide range. It could be a lot of possibilities.
Yeah.
You know, with Feige and Marvel, how they turn and twist things. So there's a lot of possibilities.
That'd be really cool to give her a chance to shine in the costume before, like, passing it down or moving on the next steps because she's the queen.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
But regardless,
I'm going to put that down as a hot take.
There seems to be a new Black Panther.
Yeah.
So this is who will it be? Which we will find out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be crying like a bitch. Like,
you let those tears out, my friend.
I've, whoever I'm going with, Mike or whoever,
he's
going to be prepared.
He's going to buy the entire row so he can sit at the opposite end.
Yes.
You guys are going to have walkie talkies and he's going to click it off. And you're gonna, oh my God. He's going to be over there like, oh, that guy down at the end. He's
crying. Yeah. So, yeah. Pumped about that teaser trailer that came out yesterday.
And then we get, that's the end of phase four.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell does that mean? Come on. And the beginning of phase five rolls into Ant-Man Quantumania, February 2023.
Okay. All right.
And we don't know a whole lot about that one. We know a few things, who's coming back. We know Bill Murray has a cameo.
Mm-hmm.
MODOK has been teased with Kang.
Yep.
We know Jonathan Majors is set to play Kang.
Yep.
But yeah, we're going to get MODOK in live action. That's pretty cool. There's been rumors tossed around about Jim Carrey being the voice, but he's claimed retirement. Not hopping
the right
on that
role. I mean,
not,
the
not
right
hopping
role
on that Sonic 3 money, I guess. But
yeah,
but yeah, I mean, hey, it's could be the right role.
Yeah.
That's gonna kick off phase 3 or phase 4, 5. God,
5. Come on, we're rolling, man.
We're getting phase 5 going, and Ant-Man the Wasp, Quantumania.
Mm-hmm.
After that rolls the Secret Invasion Disney Plus series. Spring
23. Ooh.
And we're hinting, I think Emilia Clarke is supposed to be in it. Reggie Jean Page, is that his name? Reggie Jean Page, is that the guy's name? I feel dumb now.
Let's see.
I feel dumb. I think he is. Oh, here we go. We're gonna go back and. No, it's not the right article. I had one open that I thought I had one open. But yeah, that's going to have a pretty big cast.
Yep.
Return
of Nick Fury. Yeah.
Yes. Cool. And the return of Maria Hill.
Yep.
Hill. That'll be good. Let me open up the right thing here. Boom, got it. Okay. After that, we're going to roll into Guardians Volume 3.
Wow.
May 5th, 2023.
And where are we going to... I'm curious as where we're going in the Guardians story, right?
I have to remember something. I forgot to mention it. It's after Wakanda is the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. So add another line. Sorry.
Yep.
I was ending phase four, but that's going to kind of fall in between there somehow. But go ahead, Guardians 3.
Yeah, where did the whole Gamora deal, very, very, because we haven't gotten anything since
Endgame
about Gamora.
No, and we didn't get anything from her about in Thor.
Yeah, no, nothing about that. So it's very, the Guardian story is very much up in the air.
Yeah.
And this is James Gunn's, last hurrah, apparently, in the MCU. So, very interesting where that's going to go.
So I sent you a few things because I did a little bit of a dive here. I'm going to go to what I sent you because it's just easier to look at it that way. But in looking at the Guardians 3, they're talking about the villain. The villain is High Evolutionary, who is supposedly the creator of Rocket because of his work with genetics and animal-human kind of combo work and all that. So I did a little dive on who the High Evolutionary is, and he's a human who enhanced his genetic makeup and everything to become this like peak human. And if you do a little bit more of a dive, you find out that there's a connection to him and Nathaniel Essex, who is Mr. Sinister. There's a connection then to Essex with Jonathan Drew, which is his daughter is Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman. There's also the human animal experience with Rocket. Maybe Howard the Duck. That'd be nice. And
gotta throw him in there.
Right. And the High Evolutionary also went through a thing of depowering mutants. So a lot of possibilities there.
A lot.
The other thing I have to mention, which is on here, is that Mr. Sinister has something to do with Nathan Summers, which is Cable, doing genetic experiments with Scott Summers and Jean Grey. And that's where Cable comes from. So that would be interesting. All right. Following Guardians 3, Echo, and Loki Season 2.
Yeah.
Both in the summer of 23.
There's just so much going on here.
Echo has been confirmed to bring back Vincent D'Onofrio as Kingpin,
mm-hmm.
and Charlie Cox as the Daredevil.
More on those two later.
Yes, yeah. The Man Without Fear.
Yep.
So that's going to be interesting to see where that goes. I think there was a little bit more to it, but we don't know too much more. Loki Season 2, we really don't know a whole lot about.
Yeah.
That
was my favorite MCU show so far, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that one will be a lot of fun. Following that, in July 28th of 23, we get The Marvels.
Mm-hmm.
Which we'll talk more about when we get to the finale of Ms. Marvel. We got up there. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then we roll to, it says November 3rd, and then there's also a fall 23. So fall 23 is Ironheart on Disney Plus.
Yep.
So, which is cool because we'll see that in Wakanda forever.
Yep, well, you got the tease of her in our trailer. Or a teaser trailer. So we know she's involved. So we'll get our introduction this coming November.
Yeah, I'm psyched about that.
So
November 3rd, Blade. Yes.
Yeah, and we haven't heard a lot about this,
We have not.
right? You know, they're really keeping this stuff under wraps.
They do. I mean, Mahershala Ali, that's it.
Yeah.
That's really the only thing we know. I think there's like one other person who was confirmed. Oh, I
So
read something. Dang it.
I gotta look at the old school Wesley Snipes Blade movies, you know,
Yeah.
for nostalgia, you know.
I've never seen the third, the one with Ryan Reynolds and Jessica Biel.
I've seen them all. It's
Okay.
been years since I've seen them, so I mean, asking me what the plots and stuff are, you know, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
The
But I
first one was
have
pretty
seen them
solid.
all. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in a lot of people's minds, like he's credited, those Blade movies are credited to really helping the superhero genre movie of movies as we know them, you
Right.
know, helping to launch that genre. You
Oh,
know,
for
as we
sure.
know them, you know,
Yeah.
so wasn't the first movies, obviously, but helping to kind of launch Marvel and its stint in movies. So,
And it's funny how many people don't realize he's Marvel. They're like,
really?
oh yeah, Blade was Marvel. And they're like, what? Blade? What? No. Yeah, Blade was Marvel. Come on, is Marvel.
Didn't know people didn't know that.
Yeah, I've had a few people say that to me. I look at them and I'm looking at them like they have a third head or
Yeah, I would look at
something.
him sideways, like,
Yeah.
what? What are you
Not like a
talking
second head would be confusing, but a third would be even more, right?
about? Yeah.
And the other thing too is not only Blade, but like to not to keep bringing up Howard the Duck, but people don't know Howard the Duck is Marvel. I'm like, yeah, Howard the Duck's Marvel, and they're like,
I'm surprised that you don't, you know, chop their head off after that, you know, or something.
I mean, I chopped a third head off, so they at least have two. But yeah, so, Blade and Ironheart are gonna round out 2023, and going into winter 2023-24 is Agatha, Coven of Chaos on Disney Plus. And
Again,
where the heck is that gonna go?
not a lot. Yeah, not a lot of info.
I mean, is that going to end up being like a whole thing with Wanda coming back to her for some kind of like tutelage or redemption or something like that?
You would assume, right?
Yeah.
Because in the comics, Agatha is like the
Her met
mentor.
yeah.
So you would assume something like that. Yeah.
Especially the way that movie ended.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else too.
Oh.
Oh, speaking of the it was the like the Knights of Wungamore, isn't it? Wungamore?
Yes.
Was that from the one? So that to bring up the whole Mr. Sinister thing again, there's a lot of tie to Apocalypse and the creation of Mount Wungamore tied into that. I think that was another thing I had sent you, wasn't it?
Maybe.
C'thon, Maximoff twins, yeah.
Yep, yeah.
Yeah, C'thon, because C'thon was the do creator of the Darkhold, or holder of the Darkhold, and yeah, that was something like that. So there's a lot of tie-ins there. It'd be cool to see Mr. Sinister. That's a pretty nasty villain right there. Especially if he has something to do with bringing the mutants back about, and yeah.
Speaking of the mutants,
Oh,
before I
I've
forget,
go ahead.
fall 2023, X-Men 97,
Yeah.
the series.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I'm
Woohoo.
sure you can't.
Because that was part of my, if you listen to the history of this show,
Yeah.
you know, basically how I got introduced or involved with comics and Marvel and stuff was the animated X-Men series, old
Yeah.
school, and we're
Yeah.
going back to it. X-Men 97. I
Yeah.
also saw a rumor that Magneto is going to be the leader in this series.
Oh.
That would be pretty sweet. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I don't
Okay.
know how true that is, but I saw that yesterday. Like, Magneto is rumored to be the leader of the X-Men in this iteration.
Okay.
So,
Very interesting.
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yes. So,
And speaking of mutants, one more thing I forgot to mention with the Wakanda Forever. I messaged you and said, please give us Aurora Monroe, a.k.a. Storm. That would be a badass.
I mean,
if
the mutant door is open now, let's, I mean.
That's a good place to introduce her.
Let's bleep and go. Come on.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Rolling in the spring of 2024. They give us a little bit of a break there. Daredevil Born Again on Disney Plus.
Yes. I saw this is going to be an 18 episode.
Yeah, I did too. Like, what the?
Yeah, so man, are we going to go half hour, 45 minutes, or if they're doing the whole Netflix thing where each show was like an hour, and then each season was like what, like
10, 12 episodes?
Yeah, like I would say like 13. Like, yeah.
Something like
that. That would be amazing.
Yeah. That's going to be, you know, I wonder how much, I wonder what exactly they're going to do with that, because if they show him popping up in She-Hulk and Echo and Kingpin's in Echo, and if he's going to be working with Maya Lopez, is there going to be a lot of that in his show? I don't know.
We'll see.
What are they? Are they going to resurrect the Defenders minus Danny Rand? You know, are we going to get some Luke Cage and Jessica Jones action? I'm here for it. Totally here for it. I might tear my house down if I see that.
I wonder
thing
how
Danny Rand.
I wonder how dark are they going to make it. Is it going to be like the Netflix series?
Well, if they're, damn it, I got a fly in my closet, and it like fell down, and I was gonna swat it, and it kind of fell down and was just kind of laying there, and I was like, I don't want to kill it. That's mean. Yeah. I'll let it fly around a little bit longer and let it out. Anyway,
yeah,
I don't know what they're gonna do.
If anything, I hope they keep or revitalize or resurrect the one shot.
Yeah.
The one shot action sequence. That was like the staple, the calling card of the Daredevil series, the one shot action. Like when he was in the prison, like was flipping amazing.
The stairway going down.
Yeah.
The hallway in season one.
Yeah.
I mean, man, they did some good stuff there.
Yeah. So hopefully they bring that, the one shot deal.
There's so much they can do. And if they decide that, you know, if they're going to go more violent, you know, with it, I mean, they're bringing Deadpool 2 and Logan on to Disney Plus soon.
Yep.
And there's also rumor of Marvel Zombies being a series on Disney Plus, and kind of like an animated series. Did I send you that? Or did you send me that? I can't remember.
I think you sent it to me.
But
Speaking of Deadpool and Logan, I think I saw something that it's on there now.
Nice.
You can check. I'm checking right now because I'm in front of my TV. But okay. Yeah, Deadpool's there.
Nice.
There. Yes. Deadpool's there and Logan. Yep. Deadpool 2. Deadpool 2 and Logan.
See, I own Disney Plus right now. I own Logan on Blu-ray, one of the very few movies I've ever bought on as a physical copy recently, but I own that one. Nice. I have to watch Deadpool again.
Yeah.
But if they're putting that kind of stuff on there, then I hope they're going with some kind of content password, which I think they already did.
Yeah.
But that would be neat. You know, hey, let's cater to the more adult audiences, especially if they're doing Blade. Blade's, how are you going to tone Blade down where he's like fighting vampires that are like bleeding people, you know?
Yeah.
So they're going to have to, I mean, but look again at Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. There was some dark crap in there too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that'll be a fun one to watch. I'm looking forward to it. Following that on the list, May 3rd, 2024, is Captain America New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
A little NWO action going on here.
For life.
Yeah.
Fall Alive.
Yeah.
That was back when I watched wrestling.
And then there's rumors that Chris Evans might make an appearance. To what capacity? Who knows? But we'll see. Maybe a flashback. You know.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Or as an old man.
Yeah. So.
So that, yeah, that'll be
rumored to make an appearance.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one too. Following that, July 28th, 2024. Thunderbolts. We could both take a victory lap here because we've been shouting about this.
We've been talking about that for a while.
I think it was pretty obvious.
Kind of see it coming down the pike, but I mean, yes, we talked about that a lot.
We shouted about it a lot because it was like Dark Avengers or Thunderbolts. We're like, it's Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be a little excited about that one and pat ourselves on the back for talking about it, but it's not like it wasn't there for people to see.
Yeah, you could see it coming. Just like some of the other things that are on the list, you could see it coming. Yeah. So
that is the end of the line for what for the screenshot that I had of the timeline for Marvel, the MCU. Mm-hmm. However, there are three more things on the list. November 2024 is Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
No news on casting as of yet. Following that, 2025 is going to be wild. We don't have a whole lot more. I mean, if you're looking at these years, okay, so 2023,
I got something to add in 2024.
Oh, go for it.
2024, original series, Spider-Man, freshman year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's just 2024. I don't see fall or spring or anything like that. So,
if you're following this here, so in 23, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 movies and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shows. 2024, so far, we've got 3 movies and a Disney Plus show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Okay. Maybe they're not revealing more on terms of shows. Maybe they want their shows to... Maybe revealing too much more than that will spoil shows, you know, like season 2 of this or season 1. You know, okay, I understand. But 2025 is going to be wild.
Mm-hmm.
And you pointed this out to me. I had seen a couple things thrown around, but I didn't realize how nailed down it was. Like, they already had, like May and... May and July or August or something for dates?
For what?
For the Avengers movies.
Oh, the Avengers, okay. Kang Dynasty, May 2nd, 2025.
There it is. So that's pretty solid.
Let me see if I can find...
And Avengers
Secret Wars. November 7th, 2025. So two Avengers movies in the same year.
Damn.
Holy hell.
That's going to be wild.
Two Avengers movies and Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars. Now, if you are a comic book aficionado, you know how big Secret Wars is.
They did it twice. It's huge.
So, like, having two Avengers movies of that level in the same year, that's just crazy.
And the big thing,
how long that year felt between Infinity War and Endgame?
Yeah. I know.
It was horrible.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing about Secret Wars is like that the big run of it. Okay, so first of all, like, okay, there's Doctor Doom is huge in that. You've got the Beyonder, you've got Galactus, okay, you've got this mix of heroes and villains thrown into this world that they're supposed to, like, battle world, they're supposed to like duke it out for like a great wish granted by the Beyonder, and it's really like heroes versus villains, and Dr. Doom's doing his own thing, and Galactus is like, screw all of you, I don't care, I want to eat this world, you know, like, just crazy. But like at the end of it, like by the end of it, Spider-Man has found the Venom symbiote. He's got a black suit, so that's like the introduction of Venom. You are introduced to Titania, who is going to be already in She-Hulk, but she's like created there. She-Hulk joins the Fantastic Four after the Thing loses his Rocky appearance, and she becomes the muscle of the Fantastic Four. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot that comes out of that. It's huge. So,
yeah,
doing it now after you've already like introduced all these characters and such, like, how are they going to do this? Like, even the second iteration of Secret Wars was crazy.
Yeah.
So this is like a huge event that they're going to put into a movie.
Yeah.
Of like one movie.
Yep.
I imagine it's going to be like, I imagine that Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars will tie together.
Oh, yeah.
Like kind of like a part one, part two. Like,
yeah, I'm totally expecting this to be like Infinity War Endgame type deal. Having it in the same year, that's wild. Now, subject to change now. I'm not going to get too excited because we could get down the line and they're like, oh, you know, let's push the second one to 2026, you know, so.
Yeah. There's things that could change.
Tentatively scheduled two movies, huge movies in the same year, tentatively.
Yeah, and I mean, really, I mean, look what COVID did. That came along, and no one expected that, and that really messed up a lot in the world. Yeah. So, who knows? Knock on wood, not that I'm saying something like that's going to happen again, but you never know what can happen.
Yeah, so. But
what else is interesting is they've only pop those two movies and Infinity War and Endgame also had Captain Marvel and Ant-Man and the Wasp between them. Is that right? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yes, because the post-credit scenes had references to the snap or the blip.
That is correct. Yeah. So, especially the Ant-Man and the Wasp one.
Yeah.
There was even two movies between that. So, we have a very full 2023 schedule. 2024 only has four things on the slate, technically, that are MCU. You said Spider-Man freshman year, but I'm thinking MCU. And there's more that could come out. I mean, movies are pretty much slated, but there could be more Disney Plus series, and there could be more in 2025 also, you know, that really like they could lean on to tell the story that goes into the next movie, because I don't know how they're going to do Secret Wars in like it's going to have to be like 3.5 hours. Like,
I mean, I'm down for it.
Same.
I mean, you know, so,
you know what, I've also seen some people talking about content overload. And it's like, okay, I can understand that. This is a lot of stuff to keep up with.
No, because COVID messed everything up. So give me all my content. I want it.
I
want it.
I am 100% on your side with that because I want it too. Where else in the history of media, of let's leave books and comics out of it, in TV and movie media, have you ever seen this scale of an event? I mean, nowhere.
Not really?
Nowhere.
Yeah, not really anywhere, yeah.
I mean, you can't count the, like, I mean, what is it, like 35 seasons of The Simpsons? I mean, that's a show that's been in continuation, but it's one show, right?
Yep.
You've had shows that have been, crazy longevity, but this is like, they're doing justice to the characters by giving them room to walk. They're not, I don't feel like they're shortchanging too much. Some things feel like they get shortchanged a little bit, but I'm here for it because this is exactly what when we first started this, it was like, look, comic books are basically, you know, all these small events, the Disney Plus shows rolled into giant events, which end up being movies. You know, that's yep. just the way it's going, and I'm here for it.
Yes. Also, another thing that I'm here for, I saw a Kevin Feige quote from Comic-Con yesterday that Daredevil and Spider-Man, they're going to be street-level heroes, which
okay. yes.
we have been screaming about that. At least I have, anyway.
Yeah.
About how Spider-Man and Daredevil, like, you don't need them to be, like, it doesn't need to always be Avengers-level type stuff. Cosmic, multiversal stuff. Now, we're going to get a lot of that. We just talked about it, right?
Yeah.
But it's nice to have the street-level stuff. And I saw a Feige quote about how Daredevil and Spider-Man are going to kind of be that way.
Awesome.
Kind of for the foreseeable future, which I am here for. So,
and I want to know who's going to be included in that ground level force. You know,
yeah,
keep them on Earth. You know, not everybody needs to fly out to space to have a
exactly
a huge event.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So,
but that's the slate. It's a lot.
Huge weekend.
Yeah.
That's like, so, I texted you yesterday, like, oh, Marvel is going off, man. They're just
right.
Like, boom, 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 boom.
Just popping.
Yeah, and it was late for us because we're on the East Coast, but it's in San Diego, the West Coast. So, I mean, they were just like, boom, boom, boom. It seemed like all throughout the night, boom, 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 boom. Like, yo, yeah, come on.
I need to make it to one of those one of these years.
Yes.
We need to set that up.
We have to set that up, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm saying we as in, like, me and you.
Yeah, we have to. Well, Marvel does, like.
Or whoever else, you know, but.
Marvel does. So, it's like every couple years, Marvel has a big one, right?
Yeah.
Like, this was their big year. Like, the last one that they did a big one, they kind of set up Phase 4.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have to coordinate it to when Marvel has, like, their big drop.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. That would have to be, yeah. So that would be not this. It would have to be 2025 then. Or
yeah, probably like a couple years. Yeah. You know.
So.
We'll make it happen.
Yes.
Make it happen.
Let's do it.
And then Van can go, right? He'll be like, you know.
He'll come with me. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hand taking him out. We're going. He's four. So. Yep.
Basically.
Yeah. I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
So now I think we move on to the next thing, which is not necessarily as a next thing, quote unquote. It's the reason we were coming on to talk to you people.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Marvel. We got the second half of the show right here.
Yeah.
It's funny because I've gotten notes for episodes 4, 5, and 6, and it's like, well, it was kind of 4 was crazy. 5 was, we talked about it, you know.
Oh, let me cue this up again. Hold on.
Yeah.
Just in case you forgot.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's right. And roll with it. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm over here rocking out because I love that song.
Yeah. That was me, man. That was me during that finale.
Yeah.
So I was not expecting that at all. And, you know, so I'm going to skip to my most important part of the show. Right. So when Bruno tells Kamala, hey, like, so your powers, right. You know, we kind of got it wrong. Like, you have the reason why your rest of your family doesn't have it is because you have a mutation, right? Or something of that effect. And then once he said that,
the music, I went nuts. Now, Vale hasn't watched this one. Like, she hasn't watched the last few shows, which, I mean, is fine. You know, it's just I have to watch them kind of quickly, so, you know. But she happened to be in the room when that part came on, and when he said that, I was like, oh, and she was like, what? I'm like,
so
he said music.
So I admit, at first, when I first watched it, right, because I had, you know, with the, you know, studying and all that stuff with the Police Academy. So the first time I watched it, that's when I texted you. I'm like, either I said, A, you know, this is a new way to bring in any humans, or B, she's a mutant, right? X-Men, right? Then the second time I watched it, I paid attention to the music. And I'm like, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and that's when I texted you again, and your phone started blowing up.
Before the phone blew up, though, I felt this like shockwave through the ground. My house shook a little bit. I think the power flickered. I was like, "What the hell just happened?" And I saw your text, and I was like, "There it is." I was waiting for the news the next day to be like this, like powerful earthquake in the Williamsburg area.
The supersonic so
blast.
So good.
Wipe out the power grid.
Yeah. So again, you know, Feige had the plan, right? We sat on this show saying, oh, you know, Feige saying the Inhumans, they don't make sense right now. And we both sat up here and we gave Feige the business, like, all right, we trust you, but like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He's an Inhuman. How are you not going to use this? Is the perfect time to introduce the Inhumans.
Yeah.
But he had another idea.
He had another idea.
I'm okay with it.
I'm very much okay with the idea.
I think that's an understatement, but I'm okay with it. Now, I think for this second half of the season, episode 4 was wild.
Mm-hmm.
That was a crazy episode. There was a lot going to Pakistan, seeing the Red Daggers, seeing some history there, her kind of learning her abilities better, and the clandestines attacking them.
Mm-hmm.
And then that rift opening up, and you're like, oh man, what's going to happen here? And all of a sudden she just like boop, blinks out and she's on the platform. You're like, oh crap, that's how they're going to end the episode.
Yeah.
So that episode was really good, I think.
Yeah. That was
a pretty solid episode.
I like how they, I like the Red Dagger aspect of it. I thought that was a cool way to bring them in from the comics. I also, that riff that you said, the riff visually, that was cool.
Yeah.
To see, you know, so. And a lot of action toward the end of the episode, and a very much cliffhanger when, you know, she goes through and she's on the train and she's back in, obviously a flashback, but she's there, you know. So episode 4, yes, that was very much a banger episode.
Yeah. So episode 5 rolled around and we're thinking, here's the penultimate. If episode 4 was that good, episode 5 is just going to knock our socks off.
Yep.
And in this case, they rolled it back a bit and played a history track of Aisha and her family being formed and telling that story of the day in Karachi, getting on the train to get out. And you're like, okay, where is this going? And then all of a sudden you see Kamala come out on the platform and like, oh, she's really there.
Yes.
She's actually there. She's not just seeing a vision. She's there.
Yes.
And this is where you had a problem.
Yeah. Okay. So.
So we can talk about that.
All right. So I remember after watching that episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
I messaged you. I'm like, oh, so we're just doing Terminator, right?
Yeah.
You know, this is like, so if you don't know what I'm talking about, like, so this has to go back to So with the Terminator, it's weird. Terminator 2 is probably the most popular.
Yeah.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day. That's probably the most popular movie out of the series.
I mean, right. I think because T-1000 and because Terminator breaks bad. I mean, breaks good.
Yeah. Breaks good. Yeah. Arnold's the good guy in Terminator.
Yeah.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah. And T-1000, he was pretty sweet. Yeah.
That was badass. I mean, especially for the time that it was at, you know.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What was that, like 92-ish? Something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. With you like, know, hardly so. Any, like, no CGI as it is now. But, I mean, for as bad as Terminator looked at the end of the first one when he was beat to hell, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, that just looks bad. You know, this, like, the let's see, the prosthetics and special effects and everything. The second one with T-1000 was pretty crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
But if you go back to, so the original Terminator, right? The, like, I feel like a lot of people don't even know, like, the original Terminator story. Like, people, like, pick up from Terminator 2. But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, the original Terminator, like, Arnold's the bad guy. Like, he is sent from Skynet, basically, to kill Sarah Connor, right?
Before John was born.
And John Connor, I'm doing a Terminator history right now, but anyway, sure. John Connor sends Kyle Reese back, one of his soldiers, to protect his mother, Sarah Connor, right? However, we learn in Terminator throughout the movie that Kyle Reese, he already had it for John Connor's mom anyway, because he had the picture from John. He goes back, protects Sarah, falls in love with her. They, you know, they get it on.
And they get it on to, I don't even remember what the track is, but it's like, you're like, oh, this is some getting it on music too.
All yeah, right. they're getting it on in the movie. And
yep.
It turns out that Kyle Reese is John Connor's father.
Yeah.
So that's Terminator 1 in a nutshell, right? So the reason why I said, oh, this is like a Terminator thing, because we hear about, we were exposed, or we were advised of the Trail of Stars, right? That's how Aisha's grandmother found her father to get on the train, right? And it turns out that Kamala is the Trail of Stars, right? So it's kind of like the whole Terminator deal. Like, she goes back in the past, and she is that event in the past, right? That, you know, keeps everything going, right? And my big thing was with it, and I told you, is that they spent so much time and effort in Endgame to set specific time travel continuity rules. Like, they spent a lot of effort. They gave a lot of effort to make it not like Terminator,
right?
In Endgame,
right?
And that's what they did here, is a Terminator thing. That was my issue with, that was my kind of thing with this episode. Like, they did so much in Endgame to not have it be like Terminator in other time travel-ish movies. And one could argue, is this time travel or is it? I mean, I think that was kind of what, you know, a little bit you were talking about when we were messaging back and forth. Is it time travel? Is it? I don't know.
So
seems like it to me, right? But that was my thing. Like, they spent so much in Endgame to kind of get away from that, and that's what they did in here. So
yeah,
that was my thing with this episode.
I've seen a few shows and movies that I really like. One of them in particular is called Dark. It's on Netflix. It's German, and it deals with time travel. And the thing they did was, you had somebody who was controlling time by creating an A and B and creating a loop that will continuously happen over and over again to keep time in place. So you're like, basically, like, if you make
What's the show called Dark?
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Oh yeah. It's pretty solid. Okay. It's tough. It's tough to follow a bit if you're not used to dubbed. So it's like they speak German, but it's English dubbed over.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the voices are a little off, and it's hard to catch a little bit. The subtitles were huge. They helped. It's not as bad. I mean, I guess the best thing to say is the syntax is okay, because it's like the German structuring of speech is still similar to English in a way.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the syntax, where if like you went to one of the Asian languages, or even like what is it, Farsi, something that has a different syntax, when you try to put English over, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
Okay, so this still made sense. And without spoiling it, the point is that you have kind of like Terminator in a way, where you have this person has to go back in time to create Kyle Reese. So Kyle Reese can go forward in time and can be born later and come back in time to create John Connor. You know what I mean? Like there's that, it's a loop. So really, if someone were to kill Kyle Reese in the future, he can't go back in time to create John Connor, and that would kill the timeline kind of thing, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's a loop. Now, in Loki, Kang did something similar. Follow me here, where he said, we're at the point now, I don't know what happens after this.
Mm-hmm.
And he said a few things to kind of confuse Sylvie to the point where she decided to kill him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in killing him, she's going to rip open the multiverse. Multiversal war will happen. One Kang will eventually become superior, create the TVA, and start the loop all over again, right?
Okay, yeah.
So he was like, great, you killed me. That is exactly what I wanted you to do, because now I am the master of time. I have completed the loop, and this will continue to happen until someone breaks it. Okay? So when I see her go back, and I see Kamala go back in time, do her thing, and come forward, I'm not so much worried about it from a Terminator perspective, because it's okay. They've already kind of done it with Kang-ish.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is, how is she going to go back in time, know what to do at the right time, do it, and then all of a sudden she's sent back to the future? Like it just seemed...
Yeah.
It seemed loose and kind of... I don't want to say weak, but I kind of do.
Very convenient.
Convenient, thank you. It seemed... That is what bothered me, was the convenience of it.
Yes.
I would have loved... Instead, if by tapping into the rift, she would have seen through Aisha's eyes and seen her with the trail saving her daughter, and that would have, I think, would have been more appealing to me, because it would have showed that she had this power, and oh, now it makes sense that I have it.
Yes, I agree.
However, they do mention the mutation then, and it's like, okay, is she the only one that has it in her family? Did Aisha not have it? Did she just happen to be clandestine, and she was clandestine, you know, who made a child with a human, and that started the path? I don't know.
I feel like that could be it in terms of Aisha. Like, yeah, she was clandestine. That's why she's all superpowered and stuff.
Right.
And Kamala... She's the first or the only known in her family right now that has that mutation.
Right.
So,
yeah,
I want to think that that would be it.
Yeah. So. And that's more my problem, was convenience. And I would have,
yes, it was very convenient.
I would have appreciated to see Aisha do that. Give her a little bit more of a spotlight.
Yes.
So that being said, the rest of that episode, when Najma just kind of floats into the rift and like closes it, it's kind of like, oh, what the hell was that?
Yeah,
what was that? And all of a sudden he like projects to Cameron, who now has this power, which,
yeah, I didn't really understand that. I just rolled with it. Like,
exactly.
Okay, now same. Cameron has the power now.
Which gives him an origin story for him. It's kind of I don't even know how his origin story was in the comic books, but the fact that Cameron has the powers, had feelings for Kamala, and they both had like feelings for each other, and he ends up being like quote unquote a villain of hers. They set it down that path. I appreciate yes. that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Semantics, whatever. but that episode, you know, kind of, I appreciated the history and the, from what I understand, the director had a whole bunch of pictures of that time.
Yeah, I did see an article on that.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this a little bit through message too, but she had like all these pictures to try and get it as accurate as she possibly could. So
yes,
huge appreciation for that, because that was really cool.
I kind of thought this too. This episode also reminded me of, I think I told you this through message. It gave me like an Aquaman origin type of feel, where, you know, kind of the goddess powered or super powered woman,
yeah.
you know, meets this everyday average Joe.
Yep.
You did guy, that. You know, and you know, it kind of skipped a couple of generations, but I mean, you got super powered or mutated Kamala.
Right.
Whereas, you know, Aquaman was the direct, you know, descendant or child
right.
of that union. But it kind of reminded me of that too, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
In that story. I like that. I like that origin story.
Yeah.
Of her family. So.
Yeah. So that episode 5 wasn't the penultimate banger that we were used to.
Mm-hmm.
So, going into episode 6, we both said this episode has to be fire. This episode has to just destroy the world.
Basically, yep.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember. I'm looking at this. I had some, like, did I have them in episode 4 or 5, whatever it was? I was keeping track of some notes of like quotes that I really liked. I think they were from episode 3 though, so we might have already talked about them.
Yeah.
But then we go to episode 6, and episode 6 was solid.
It was. Yes.
That was a great episode. I mean, some of the high school-y stuff, you know, there was some convenience there with like her brother, and then I can't remember the character's name. The girl that was always mean to her being in the school at the time. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there was a lot of convenience there. And all of a sudden she likes them, you know, and fine. But I really liked that episode. That made the DODC look bad.
Look like some jerk.
Yeah, pretty much.
They were, I would argue that they're probably the main villain of the episode. Well,
of the series.
Yeah. I would say they're the main villain of the series. I mean, there's a bunch of other villains like the clandestines, and, you know, Cameron becomes one.
Yeah.
In a sense, episode 6, where he's super powered and, you know, just, it's kind of messing things up.
Yeah, like, and he's like, my name is Bruno. And he's like, I honestly thought your name was Brian this whole time. We're like, oh, thank you for addressing that, because that was good. There was also something where, I don't know if I sent this to you, but when they showed, I took a picture of it. Let's see if I have it real quick. But they showed Cameron and Bruno both had come out the back of the mosque wearing hats.
Yeah.
And their hats said, oh, here it is. I did save it. One of them says haram and one says halal. It says, what's funny is one says halal and one says haram, kind of referencing who she can date and who she can't.
Oh.
That was pretty neat.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, I saw that and was like, oh, wow.
I did not know that.
Very, very sneaky.
Look at you, the Hawkeye Jake over
hey,
here.
Hey, watch out. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
So there's some interesting stuff there. it was cool to see her, you know, she'd been messing around with the powers for so long through the whole show. I was glad they didn't give her some like grand villain to fight. You know, she's just fighting some schmucks who were being told to bring her down. And this lady who apparently was not part of the DODC, she was running kind of like running parallel with them, it seemed. That's the feeling I got. I think she was,
but she's at in episode 6, she was running rogue at that point.
Yeah. I wonder how much Skrullness is going on here too.
Ooh.
You know, with her maybe. I don't know.
Ooh, check you out.
Yeah, trying to get their hands on the cosmic aspect of things, but I don't know.
Ooh.
But she got her embiggen moment.
Oh, I was just about to say it. She said the thing.
She said the thing.
I have my Peter Griffin moment.
You did. You texted me that you did. You're like, I was Peter Griffin there. He said the thing.
Now, however, I thought it was kind of... I thought the delivery could have been a little bit better. She said it. I was excited. But, man, that's like her line.
Yeah.
And I felt a little underwhelmed with the delivery.
I wish they
would. It's not her fault. It's not the actress's fault. No. It was just the circumstances is when it was delivered.
I mean, honestly, if they would have just pumped it into the dialogue throughout the show that she says like goofy things or that she has this like word that she uses or you know, give a little bit of like lead up to it, so when she says it, it's like, oh yes, these references.
It felt out of place.
It did feel out of place,
right? If you knew her character before this series, you were like Peter Griffin, like, oh, she said the thing,
yeah,
right? If you didn't know, you were thinking like, what the hell is Embiggen?
Yeah,
right.
When she first like threw her hand out and saved the Zoe, that's her name, Zoe. When she first threw her hand out in like in episode 1, and saved her from falling. She could have been like with Bruno, she could have been like, oh my God, my hand was so big. It was like embiggened. It was like really weird. Like if she would have just said something like that.
Yeah.
Like, see? Okay.
Yeah.
She used it there.
Kind of like how Jane was like trying to find her line in Thor.
Right.
It could have been something like that.
Yeah. I would have liked them to do that because it did feel out of place.
It felt very out of place. Yeah. I still did the Peter Griffin, but It felt kind of awkward, like, you know.
But it was really cool seeing the long legs, the big hands, the big shoulders, you know.
Yes.
Did the peace signs. That's another thing. That was really cool. Okay. I appreciated that, you know, her running around and doing all that stuff was good.
It's like her classic traditional powers.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. They worked it in there. I feel like when they had her say embiggen, it was almost like, okay, we changed her origins and we changed her powers around and you guys aren't happy, but we'll give you the embiggen.
We'll give you
okay?
this to appease you. Now shut the hell up.
Right. That's kind of what it felt like. Like how
shut
dare
the hell
you?
Up, you Marvel comic nerds.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
So what else was interesting was I wrote this down. Said, remember, it wasn't her, it was the what's his name? It was right before Cameron and Bruno left, and they were talking to one of the guys in the mosque. And as they were leaving, he said, remember, just because someone treats you as their enemy doesn't give you the right to treat them as yours. That was a good line.
Yes,
good delivery. The costume, I loved her new costume.
Yeah.
But her mom got it way too quick, and I'm not sure she'd ever buy something so curvy and form-fitting. The delivery of the costume seemed forced. Her mom all of a sudden being okay with her as this superpowered person going to fight danger after the events of the season. It was just a bit of a hard pill to swallow for me. Like, her mom all of a sudden was like, yes, go crazy, whatever. No, don't go to AvengerCon. You know, like, that kind of bugged me a little bit.
Well, maybe at that point, you know, after that, after the events of episode 5, you know, well, 4 and 5 combined.
Yeah.
Like, there's no stopping this. Now, we open Pandora's box now.
Right.
So I guess we might as well just, you know, roll with it, I guess.
And they're doing away with the whole secret identity thing for a lot of characters, too. Like, her family knows that she is who she is. You know, that was interesting, too.
Okay, so, all right, a note on that, right? It's kind of like the whole Superman Clark Kent thing. Like, come on, Metropolis. You can't tell that this 6'5", 250-pound jack dude who wears glasses his only flipping disguise is glasses.
Yeah.
Right? That he's not Superman.
Okay. Now,
right?
I saw something recently that made me kind of, because I'm same way. I'm like, how could you not know? But I saw something very interesting that Dolly Parton, like, for example, Dolly Parton went to a Dolly Parton lookalike contest and did not win because she did not look Dolly Parton enough. And what was the other one? It was somebody, I think it might have been Christopher Reeve, when he was playing Superman, when he dressed as Clark Kent and went out, people didn't recognize him as Superman. So, like, it's like hiding in plain sight can work, because it does work. Like, so many people go to, like, lookalike contests, and they're like, nah, you're not him. There's no way you're that person.
I'm sorry, Metropolis.
But also, as a reader or as a character in a movie, you know more than the people in the story do. Like, we're, like, watching it like, oh, yep, see, we saw him change, and we're seeing him here and there, and, like, we can make the connection. Maybe people don't make the connection. I don't know.
I mean,
I've always been the same way, though. Like,
I get,
like,
what you're saying, man.
Like, how could they not be Superman? Look at him.
You're trying to be devil's advocate, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that as a colleague on this show. Like, we're supposed to play devil's advocate with each other if we can, right? But come on, Metropolis. The dude, glasses, right?
I know.
Glasses.
Hey.
But anywho, my point is, right, all she has is that little mask on. There's not too many brown girls going around, and she's not really, like, changing her voice. So
Yeah.
I mean,
and social media the way it is.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. And I mean, in this world now with the MCU, like, people know who Hawkeye is. Like, they're like, hey, Hawkeye, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, you know. So I mean, it's probably kind of the same deal. Like, there's only, like, okay, you got your Spider-Man, you got your Daredevil that are secret identity, right? But Tony Stark, right? All the Avengers, basically. Like,
started it right off the bat, like, meh.
People know who they are, so that doesn't, you know, that makes sense. Like, okay, what's the point of a secret identity? Like, people know who the Avengers are.
Right.
So it's not like hiding them is... Hiding won't really make... There's nothing advantageous in her situation, I don't think.
I think the only issue is that now the villains will know your family.
That's true.
And that's leverage.
Yeah.
So that's where the secret identity is helpful.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems like from the moment Iron Man came out and Robert Downey Jr. improvised that line of "I am Iron Man," that it was like, that was the moment that, okay, the MCU is going in this direction.
Yep.
So, one thing about this episode I wanted to point out, because she's always trying to figure out her name, what she wants to be called. She doesn't want to be Nightlight or Light Girl. Kind of brought a tear to my eye. I told Val this part, and she was like, "Oh my God, that's such a great origin or name origin." And it was when she was sitting on the roof with her dad, and her dad said, "Well, Kamala means Marvel in was it Urdu? I think he said it was in Urdu."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Kamala means Marvel And you've always been our little Miss Marvel. Man, that was like instant, like it was like somebody like cut up a ton of onions in front of me right there. I was like, damn it, come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought that was great. I really liked that part. It was probably one of the most real feeling like name origins where it's not, you know, this doesn't seem super lame.
Yeah. No. So,
and that led into the next part being the whole genetic mutation part. Boom, 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 boom. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yep.
Oh.
And that was the episode until we got to the post-credit scene. And all of a sudden, Kamala's looking at the bangle and it lights up and she's like, what the? And it kind of does this like loopy purple swirly thing and pew, she gets shot into the closet. And who comes out of the closet? Captain Marvel herself.
Carol Danvers.
And she's like, what the?
Oh, no. Like, oh, no. No, 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 no. Yeah, yeah. When she's looking at her, she probably in her shoes. Like, she's like, oh, my God, I'm just transported into a stalker's room. If you think about it, right?
Yeah.
If you were to just transport out of nowhere into a room where there's, like, posters and pictures of yourself everywhere, you're like, no.
Yeah. So this right here, like, when I saw, I think I texted you this, I was like,
yeah,
she just swapped places with Carol Danvers and Kamala Khan, swap places in the universe.
Yeah.
And I think that Carol Danvers may have come in contact with the other bangle. And that may have opened up this like portal to like swapsies.
Swapsies.
Swapsies. And I think that also plays into the thought of, is there Skrull in any kind of Skrull activity going on here where they're trying to get their hands on this bangle on Earth. And now it's like, is that what's going to lead into the Marvels?
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't think of the Skrull angle.
Yeah.
We said like this show was supposed to lead into the Marvels or tease it in some fashion. And here it is.
And Secret Invasion is going to come out before that.
Yes.
In spring, and the Marvels will be out in July.
Ooh, that'll be a direct tie-in, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
So,
interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, we may get something there where it's like maybe they're... And you know, honestly, the other thing too is, if you remember from Shang-Chi at the end where Wong is talking with Carol Danvers about these rings and we don't, she's like, I don't know what kind of technology that is. It very well could be that that bangle and those rings are connected somehow.
Ooh.
So,
interesting. Which
also leads me to think that maybe, you know, she did, seeing those rings led her to some
investigate.
To investigate, and she found something, and when she touched it, it was just like pew! It opened up some like wormhole that just zoop, swapped them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We shall find out.
Yeah.
And also, important note, this was season one of Miss Marvel.
Oh yeah.
This was season one. Season one, ladies and gentlemen. So we got some more Miss Marvel coming.
And will we see that on the slate for 2024 or 2025? Or is that going to be, you know, like I said, they're not showing a whole lot of Disney Plus series in that time yet.
And will we, since Miss Marvel is a mutant, will season two investigate that a little more, where we start to dig
boom
a little bit more
So like it's like dip the toe in the water of Marvel or the mutants. It's like, why don't we just like someone push us in the water and like, oh, mutants, we're in the water
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
let's jump get to
right
that
in.
Point.
Go right in.
Right.
Yeah. Come on.
That'd
now.
Be fantastic.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I think Ms. Marvel overall, that's gonna mean I don't think it's gonna top Loki. But it's up there. It's
up there. It's up there. Okay. Like I said, Kevin Feige, if you are listening, which you are probably not, but you know, maybe.
Right. Who are these guys?
Fantastic. He's probably not listening, but anywho, but I'd just like to extend my sincerest apologies again. All right. Because I was very critical at the beginning. Oh, Feige, you shouldn't have did that. With
yeah, what the hell is he powers. Thinking?
Blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry.
Blah, blah, blah. I like that. That was good.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's not up there with Loki and WandaVision and that echelon of show. But I did like the origin story. I did like the upbeat, well, I mean, like the first, all right, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you felt differently. It seemed like the first half of the series was like more upbeat, la 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 la, and then like didn't turn dark, but it got a little bit more serious.
Got a little more heavy.
So I did like the upbeat nature of the first half. I appreciated the turn that it took the second half, and obviously I love the mutants.
Yes.
The mutant debut in the second half. So
and the post credit was that final episode post credit action was pretty good too.
Yep.
I liked that because that was like, oh, where's this going? You know?
Yeah.
So overall, solid series.
Solid.
Well done. Welcome to the MCU, Ms. Marvel.
And let's get ready for season two.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of getting ready, our next thing for Marvel is going to be She-Hulk.
Yep.
That's coming pretty soon. That's in August. I don't think it was quite the first weekend in August, but
let's see. Let's fire up the handy dandy Facebook machine here.
Rock and roll.
And let's see. Come on, come on. I have to scroll because of all this stuff.
Yeah.
Marvel. August 17th.
17th. Okay. So we got a couple weeks.
Yep.
Ish. Until we rock and roll with that. Not quite sure where we're at with Star Wars thing. And is Andor the next?
I think so.
Is it September or October, maybe? Again, let's fire up the
handy
dandy. I think
so. We got about 3.5 weeks until our next Marvel thing. Bad Batch is soon too, season two.
Okay. August 31st looks like Andor. Yep.
There we go. I don't have a date. I can't find a date for Bad Batch. But that's also in the fall.
Dang, Bad Batch release date. Let's see. What the blip? Oh, Bad Batch release date September 28th. 16 episodes.
Okay, so
what? Okay, 16 episodes. Dig it.
So we still got some time.
Yeah. She-Hulk will be next, and then Andor, and then Bad Batch, and then we'll be rolling into Wakanda Forever.
Yes, sir.
So that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Next time you hear from us, we'll be talking She-Hulk.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for our next episode. And I think that's all we have for tonight.
Unless something major drops and then within the next 3 weeks where we have to jump on.
Right. Yeah. For real.
Yeah.
And I think is there still D, is it D23? Is that what it is? Is that a thing still?
They had like their investor day.
That's what it is. So yeah, I mean,
I don't know if they had it or not this year, and I can't remember.
I don't think they have yet.
Yeah.
If they do, it's going to be a lot of this stuff. Maybe they held back a little bit with what, I don't know, because
yeah, they always hold a little bit for investor day.
Yeah, so there may be maybe a little bit more on the 2024 slate in terms of Disney Plus stuff, but yeah. What is this you're sending me? Two Avengers movies in 1 year. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic.
That's if it holds. That's if it holds.
Yeah. You know,
again, subject to change on the dates. So I wouldn't get too excited just yet. So
too late.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, unrelated, just like a brief 20 seconds. John Wick 4.
Yeah.
I'm pumped. They came out with the trailer at Comic-Con yesterday.
Yeah.
I am pumped. So
I've got to hop on John Wick 3 here soon.
Yeah. Yeah, you better get it. March 2024 or 2023. John Wick
4. Okay. Well, I got some time. It's got to hit the I got to hit the 3rd.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up for us here. You like that? Deadpool and Logan. Good. Little VHS Disney vault.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so we'll talk to you next with She-Hulk. And until then, for Bullseye Rye.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Hot Take Jake. And as always,
hold
on to your butts.
Boom.